com.
Get everybody up with heat, hot water, and electricity, particularly as the weather gets colder. That's our number one priority. We're establishing 7 comprehensive one-stop shops for all disaster-related services in the areas most heavily impacted by Sandy.
Still lots of piles of stuff, clothes, remnants of houses, toys, books, you name it. It is piling up along the coastline, although most of that is starting to be hauled away and the sand is being rearranged. You just heard Michael Bloomberg talking about the latest in New York City. Hey, everybody. Hope you're having a great week. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As always, this show is about you, you, you. I don't care what your politics are, left of left, right of right, confused, sick of it all, just looking for a safe harbor. You found it here, and you can throw in your 2 cents. Here's a big one right at the top. I'm listening and watching all this stuff about Sandy, and having grown up along the coastline, one of the coastlines they're talking about not too far from Atlantic City, and realizing I spent some of the best years of my life and have my best memories at the Jersey seaside in South New Jersey in Ocean City and Cape May, New Jersey, and Wildwood Crest, which didn't get hit at all. It was the craziest thing. But Atlantic City got ripped up a little bit. The superstorm had me rethinking some things about rebuilding. With all the damage, the homelessness in New York and New Jersey, 40,000 displaced people, and now these cycles of storms that could come back again, these hurricanes, and we've had 2 big ones 2 years in a row. If it's not a once-in-a-lifetime event, if it could be some sort of a trend, perhaps, do you really want to rebuild along some of these more, let's say, questionable areas as to where how they could get pounded? And what are the options? Do you build the barricade? Do you not rebuild? Is it not a viable option for the people on the East Coast? I mean, you're talking about the whole Long Island to southern New Jersey, where I'm from, Boston, Washington. Now, where do you put this barricade? Where are you going to? Yeah, I keep hearing these scientists and others talk about a barricade. Where is that going to be? Think of the people who waded in water and almost drowned. Think of the people who drowned. Think of the canoe shots that we saw, the destruction, the amount of money to rebuild the East Coast. Should people rebuild there? And should we all, this is the other hard question, this is coming from someone from that area who just told you some of the best memories of my life, boom, from the Jersey Shore, should the country pay for it? Should we rebuild it? Should we all pay for this? FEMA doesn't even have a pulse anymore. We're talking $60 billion, $50 billion at least. I mean, crazy numbers. Just even in New York, what they have to deal with. The flood insurance problems that they've had. Would you take the risk again to, you know, should we take the risk to put billions of dollars and lives again at risk by developing it? How much insurance are you going to be able to get? Nobody's going to touch those areas. The government is going to have to play backup. And there's going to have to be federal dollars that are going to have to be involved in these flood-prone areas to rebuild. And you got to think they're going to take other hits in the future. So what's next after Sandy? Until I started to think about the insurance thing and remember what happened to friends and people in Mississippi, the private insurance is dried up or you got to have a fortune. So in the aftermath of the wreckage, Is it time for people to relocate and resettle into other areas? Oof, how gut-wrenching would that be? You know, we're talking about provincial people who have generations after generations of generations of generations who stay. They know everyone around the block. They know each other. They know what's they're plugged in. They know exactly what's going on, and they like it that way. And now they're going to pick up and move to some other place. In the Northeast, I don't think it's an option most people are considering. But it's not an easy decision to make when we're talking about new buildings in flood-prone areas. Who's going to take the chance? Do people just have to take a chance on their own and hope they can cover their insurance premiums? And it has to be asked. It has to be asked, because now that you heard Bloomberg, and it's all about the whole rebuilding phase, getting things on track, making that happen, asking the tough questions of rebuilding or not, knowing that you and I have to back this up. We have to back it up. Must be a barricade is the answer then. Maybe a barricade is what's going to happen along the East Coast, but how is it built? Where does it end? You got nothing but questions on that one either. Hey, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to let you hear what the former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, had to say about this stuff with Petraeus, and there's a reason why we're letting you hear that. And then there's all of these questions about pillow talk, and could it be a security threat, and what we know, what we don't know, what we think we might know, and what the choices are moving forward for the president when it comes to filling the shoes now of Petraeus at the CIA. And you know he's going to testify over the Benghazi stuff because they want to know more information. So who ends up being Petraeus' successor? Boy, they might have to ask him a bunch of questions. You've heard of pillow talk. I don't care what you do in your personal life, but please do not divulge secrets when you are off doing something you're not necessarily supposed to be doing, rolling the dice, so to speak. So who could step in? Michael Morell, who's a three-decade vet of the CIA. He's the acting director of the agency. He's probably the lead guy, but not the only guy. He has huge credentials. He's got a long resume. He was instrumental in tracking down Osama bin Laden. He was the assistant to the CIA director, George Tenet, in the Bush years. And he has a, like I said, he has a resume. And people are mostly talking about him, that he's probably the guy, unless somebody else pops up into the equation, which very well could happen. Might not necessarily be Morell. It could be John Brennan, who's a top counterterrorism advisor to the Prez, and he's got a thick resume that could lead him to be the successor. He speaks Arabic, and he was the first pick for CIA director back in 2008. Stay with us as we turn to the B-side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 13th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17.2920. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.7194, $885.97 for a half ounce, or $442.99 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.7194, $885.97, and $442.99.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play the music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. Shall I take the
I have a feeling a lot of singing is not what's going on in the Petraeus household, although singing like a canary is probably what's going to happen with this Paula Broadwell, because she'll be like a deer in the headlights when she's up there testifying. I got to assume they shook her place down, the FBI did, for 4 hours. Did they find anything? And it could be just the most simplistic thing that was said, not thinking, between Petraeus and Broadwell after getting comfortable and having that relationship. That's why they call it pillow talk. Mentioning a few key little juicy morsels, some gems that unfortunately she tosses out there in a speech and it comes back to bite him, not doing it on purpose, but it's just part of that conversation thing. Nancy Pelosi, the former speaker, had a take on Petraeus that I thought was interesting. Take a listen to what Nance had to say.
This was a personal indiscretion as far as we know. Why somebody would be personally indiscreet is their own problem. Why they would do it in emails is beyond my imagination.
Yeah, she's like, listen, I've already weathered this storm. I've already answered questions about Congressman Wiener. I've answered questions about John Edwards and so many others that I can't understand why these dumb men, why they email and leave a trail. Why would you email ever Do they realize that the commander-in-chief doesn't even do that? I don't think Obama does it. Certainly, he may. But we certainly know that George Bush didn't the entire time he was in the White House. So there was nothing to trace on George if there was going to be some kind of a trace. Well, we need to trace, we need to find out. If that's the case, they wouldn't have found out anything. As in a way, as it should be. But this is the age that we're in. Digital. How much of your stuff is out there that you wouldn't want to be out there? That's why it always surprises me about Facebook when people drop ridiculous things on Facebook. They're fooling around with somebody. They're in the throes of a possible divorce. And you just loaded the gun, gave them the ammunition, which is what happened here. It would not have unraveled, though, if the socialite hadn't gotten help from the FBI. Wouldn't have unraveled. But it did. It did. And Petraeus has to answer to his family, but he loved his career. Now he's going to have to love doing something completely different. It's funny, if you had asked me a couple of different people's names, and if you had said, okay, which one of these three guys do you think would have an affair, and you listed three different people, Petraeus would be the one that I would pick that he wouldn't. He seemed so focused, and he was focused on his job. But in the end, the pretty crazy girl got his attention, and he was toast. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The Petraeus scandal, for anyone involved in it, is not going to be swept under the rug. There's too many eyes on it now. And the White House insists that it was unaware of the Petraeus scandal. In fact, I think we have Jay Carney talking about the White House not, you know, being surprised and not looking at this through completely different eyes, and also realizing that General Allen is on the clock with this too. And we're going to let you hear that coming up in our next segment of America Tonight. And the Petraeus mistress, she's got an interesting story, too. As I said, she could end up singing. She bragged that she was going to do a future book with Petraeus. Broadwell said she was going to do a book with him. They could do a book, but I don't think Petraeus' wife would enjoy that. So after all that service, after everything he did for his country, this is how it ends for him. He resigns as the CIA director on Friday because of those harassing emails. He's forced to resign. Wow. And Broadwell was out on the town having dinner while her house was getting tossed and seems to be at ease with everything that's going on. Doesn't seem as though she's rattled by it. Maybe reveling in it, and that's probably part of the problem for Petraeus. He's certainly not reveling in it, nor is his good friend General Allen. Allen's emails to a friend of Petraeus's, a family friend, some people are saying was like phone sex. So how do we go from they were just friendly where they said sweetheart to it reads like a phone sex transcript rather? Oh, that's bad. Allen's not going to be able to distance himself from that. Not going to be able to do it. Flirtatious, like a porn movie. Are you kidding? That's not good. They're looking through 30,000 pages of documents, mostly emails between 2010 and 2012. Are you kidding? Does somehow General Allen squeak by on this one? Or caught in the web? I think Allen is caught in the web. I think Allen's nomination to be commander of the U.S. European Command and commander of NATO forces in Europe is definitely on hold. We know that. He was supposed to have a nomination hearing for that on Thursday. He was expected to take the new post in 2013 if he was confirmed by the Senate. Now that's no layup. Even if he gets there, he might not be confirmed. Ugh. Is it phone sex details they have? What is it? Oof. What is it? Leon Panetta says he wants the Senate Armed Services Committee to act on Obama's nomination of General Joseph Dunford to succeed Allen as a commander in Afghanistan. So that nomination was made several weeks ago. Dunford's hearing is also scheduled for Thursday. Wow. And the investigation that led to Petraeus' resignation started from Kelly, who contacted the FBI friend about harassing emails. It looked like an attempt to block or to block out some of else what was happening, but to also blackmail Petraeus. He fell hard. We're talking about sex and men. He might have fallen the hardest of the group. And you think of CENTCOM, rather, based in Tampa. And Allen was the deputy commander of chief of the command based in Tampa. Wow. And the president has to deal with the fallout in this. So it's not just a handful of people. You still have to click it through the president. All right, here's my number. Don't wear it out. Jeez, people. I understand it's midweek after a really rough tail end of last week. But here's the digits, 855-266-KATE, 855-5283. If you want to weigh in on the options and what's happened here. Couple of cycles deep into next week for sure. You're going to hear the name Petraeus, and maybe you'll hear from the former girlfriend as well. Stay with us. Hunting it to the flip side.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com.
Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. The Petraeus thing is just too big to completely veer away from it. You know, it's like a moth to flame. Some more details that are worth letting you hear, because everybody wants to know the White House. What did they know? What happened? Was the president surprised? Blah, 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 blah. Did the Obama administration intentionally just sit on this thing until after the election, because they didn't want to have any kind of a scandal? Here's Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson.
The White House counsel was informed, and then the White House counsel brought that to the president. And then on Monday evening, the president was notified that Secretary Panetta had referred the matter to the IG. I really would ask you to not extrapolate broadly. The president has great confidence in the military, great confidence in his commanders, and will continue to have that confidence. The president was certainly surprised when he was informed about the situation regarding General Petraeus on Thursday. He greatly appreciates General Petraeus' remarkable service to his country, both in uniform and at the CIA.
And what's he going to say? Of course he has to say that, because he did have a remarkable, spotless record. He stepped in. Remember, he stepped in for McChrystal, who made those loose cannon comments to Rolling Stone magazine questioning Obama, And we go back to the whole thing about many of you know you served in the military. You serve. You might not agree. You serve. You do your deal. Boom. And McChrystal had somebody shadowing him, and that's how that all fell out of his mouth. And that was the end of his reign. Petraeus comes in to save the day, and he did save the day. He did do a good turn to his country. He was massively successful in all the levels of government that he hit, and he was on the fast track. He derailed for good. You can't get back on this train. Petraeus can't do that. Can he work with people in the government? Could he be some kind of a consultant? Could he be some kind of a liaison? There's a lot of things he could do. But he will not, in the role that he has now, he will not ever go back. And, of course, that makes sense. Everyone knows that. But the broader question is why? Why? Was it really worth it? Was it really worth it to risk it all? Because that is risking it all. Risking it all. And the Pentagon, they have their hands tied. Everybody's being asked stuff. George Little is the spokesperson for the Pentagon. He won't say anything about what's going on, what the communication is, what the, you know, the pending investigation. There is a possibility that, you know, there's things that are connected, and this is why nobody's really saying very much. Is there something broader here that we're completely missing? Or not? Or not. 30,000 pages is 30,000 pages. Tossing her house for 4 hours is tossing her house, looking for the hard drive for everything else. And Allen, the general who would have led, he's going to be head of the U.S. and NATO forces now. He is in Afghanistan, but it looked like he's going to move on to bigger and better things. But not so fast. Not so fast. I think that any of the key networks are going to just build this for all that they can. That's what they're going to do. And where it ends up is going to be the curious thing. What was there any kind of evidence? What did they tie together? Who knew what? The timeline in this case is very, very important. Very, very important. Hey, if you're lucky this week, you might have a chance to catch, and maybe Petraeus will be doing this, because what else does he have to do now? He might be so bored that he really gets excited about the solar eclipse and decides he's going to have some kind of a device where he can actually get a glimpse of this eclipse that you'll never have again in a lifetime. You can actually click on a website and watch it live, though. How cool is that? It's been 2 years since a total eclipse of the sun will be visible from northeastern Australia. So Australia's total solar eclipse is this week. Happens at sunrise on Wednesday. And it's still game on Tuesday for people in North America's tracking system. Through the webcast, they're going to be able to do that. Whew. That's big. I think that's pretty big. It's about that memory. What are they going to be able to capture on the memory? You know, how much memory? In other words, extra memory cards and batteries. Not skimping on the batteries, because the old-fashioned footwork is just not working. It's not working at this point. Solar eclipse. So we got solar eclipse. We have General Petraeus in a compromising situation, even though he resigned. They had him dead to rights, excuse the expression. Now it's a question of where do they go from this? What kind of a defense do you run for Obama? What kind of a defense? What kind of fence do you put up to make this, a reality? What kind of fence do you put up or to block the reality? It's probably a better way to put that. Probably blocking it. Well, would you believe we're on week 11 in the NFL? It's sad but true. Week NFL, we are almost out of the playoff hunt. I'm hoping, got my fingers crossed, that somebody else will be able to nail the score. It is really hard to do. If I went up to you in the beginning of the year and I said, listen, there's a great way for you to win some money, especially rookies seem to win. You have all the games on the board. You just pick in each and every game who you think is going to win and what you think the score is going to be, and then we ring a bell. And then we ring a bell. I think if Panetta had his way, he wouldn't have to make all these wicked changes. And Allen, as I already said, is going to remain where he is now at this point. And does he get scheduled for a hearing? What happens after that is very, very vague. Very vague. Which is probably good. It's probably a good thing for the side of the Delaney family that finds themselves being yanked in every which way that you can imagine. So it's a tough decision, but it's certainly one that pays off. Without a doubt, if there's going to be something that's going to be sliced and put together that way, it's got to be the most qualified at the very top of this pyramid. And Michael Morrell is the guy right now. He's been decorated 3 times. He's a veteran of the CIA. He's now the acting director of the agency and lead contender to become the next director of the CIA. So something obviously happens there. And also, the Intelligence Committee in California were informed only Friday about the FBI investigation into Petraeus. Morelli and the family's deputy director are scheduled to meet with members of the Intelligence Committee's Wednesday to talk about what's happening. Boy, that's cold. That's rough. That is rough. And this is, you know, now a permanent job. So Morelli has the advantages and disadvantages of somebody who helped turn around in the recent weeks, anyway, at the CIA. Osama bin Laden, George W. Bush. There's a couple of, as I would say, ripe targets in our midst. Ripe targets. And some of those targets also include, by the way, for Morrell's job, if in fact he doesn't get the job, former U.S. Congresswoman Jane Harman, who denies it, says she's not interested, but then there's Michael Vickers. He's the top brass, top intelligence guy at the Pentagon. And the CIA has to certainly look at this. As we have to move past this. I mean, our jaws drop. We're stunned. We can't believe it, but we have to move forward. Have to move forward. And by the way, Morrell is interesting because when Bush took office in January of 2001, I didn't know this, but I just got his bio, and he was the CIA guy or official, if you want to call him that. I hate that word official, but the CIA dude who briefed the president about what the intelligence community thought was the most pressing national security issues. And remember, 8 months after Bush was inaugurated, but maybe you don't know this, the two actually met at his vacation home in Texas to deliver the daily brief there. And then, of course, bin Laden struck a month later, September 11, 2001, in Sarasota, Florida. Morrell gave the daily briefing, as usual, to the president. Headed for the finish line. Stay with us.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
One of my favorite features that we pull out again now and then. It's all about the numbers. I said it when we started doing it. You look at anything, pick up, I defy you to pick up five stories and not find at least 15 numbers on something. Does it all add up? Doesn't it add up? That's the Petraeus scandal in a nutshell. What do the numbers say? Some people, in fact, believe in looking at numbers to predict futuristic events. I don't know about that, but it is interesting, and it does seem convincing when somebody tries to sell that idea to you. This is a sad story, so close your ears if you don't want to hear anything sad, but I don't get the person who owns a daycare and kills children. That is just a sick, sick, twisted puppy, without a doubt. And the fact that that daycare owner was convicted is a very, very good thing, because that should not have happened. A jury in Houston didn't take a lot of time to convict Jessica Tata of murder in the deaths of four children in a fire. He was careless, and it led to the fire at the daycare in 2011, and then she left. Seven children were trapped inside. Three were injured but survived. She could face 99 years in prison. And where did she run to? Nigeria. Yep, the U.S. Marshals named her one of the most wanted fugitives. They worked with other investigators in Nigeria, and they found her. They found her, because that's just a heinous thing. People with children. I can't imagine what that feeling would be like, but it wouldn't be good. So they got her. Now it's a question of sentencing and what she'll get at the sentencing hearing, but a life in prison kind of thing, 99 years, wouldn't be shocking. Because what happened was, wow, just gut-wrenching. Parents having absolutely no idea that their children's lives were endangered. But that certainly was the case. Certainly was the case. All right, let's move on to something else. There are a couple of interesting things, including how much money the Red Cross donations have hit. You know, where are we in this pile of money? And it hasn't been that long, and boy, the money is pouring in. $130 million for Sandy relief at this point. And let's hope they get the money to the people who need it, get what they need, and just do whatever they can to disperse that money as quickly as possible. So people are chipping in. Companies are pledging money. That's good, because they should be pledging money. And the Red Cross is operating shelters and offering food, water, relief supplies, of course, to people hit by Sandy. They have 472 shelters to date in more than 10 states. Isn't that incredible? Almost 500 shelters for those people. Pepsi delivered about 100,000 cases of drinks and snacks to New York State, said they're going to donate another 22 truckloads of supplies. And Del Monte Foods, probably there on your counter somewhere, or in a cupboard anyway, 146 tons of food. That's huge. So with this trail of damage and tears and problems, we have a bright spot. We have a big, in fact, we have a very, very big bright spot. And nothing makes me feel better than to hear that somebody's helped somebody else who was just, you know, in need, big time. Papa John's in the news again. They're talking about a $250 million spam lawsuit. Let me say that again, $250 million spam lawsuit. So what gives? What was at the heart of this? It's a very popular chain. They do tons of advertising during football season. They're saying that Papa John's franchises sent customers a total of 500,000 unwanted messages in early 2010. The spam texts ordered deals for pizza, some customers complained they were getting 15 or 16 texts in a row, even during the middle of the night. Yeah, that can't happen. Can't happen. Even one woman said after she got the Papa John's pizza, her telephone kept beeping with text messages saying that Papa John's never asked for permission for that kind of thing. Wow. So the pizza places sent the text messages, or blast they call them, through the mass text service called On Time For You. Well, I guess that didn't work out too well. It's a date. It's a date in court. What are you talking about? It's a date. And who crushes who in this situation? Matthew McConaughey, I happened to see a shot of him the other day on the tube, and he is extremely thin. Oh, very, very thin. He popped out at night in California. So he's reached his lowest weight, 30 pounds, to play an AIDS patient who's seeking experimental treatment. And when he was walking around Los Angeles, he looked so shockingly frail. People, and he was catching a flight from Los Angeles to New Orleans, where the Dallas Boys, or Buyers Club rather, started filming, and that's why he lost that weight. It has to make you, boy, it has to make you think, look at him twice and think, is that all that's going on there? Man. And he says he shouldn't look healthy by the time he's done doing it, because he's playing the AIDS patient, so I guess that kind of makes sense, and he looks exactly like an AIDS patient, without a doubt. I mean, that's the unhealthiest, thinnest, I think, that I've ever seen, Matthew McConaughey. Wow. So he doesn't... what is he doing to... what is he doing to lose all that weight? Everybody wants to know, because they want to do it. Is it a cleanse? Is it something else? What is it that's making that, what's making that happen? You know, talking about text messaging and emailing and getting caught in the social networking web, text messaging actually falls for the first time in the U.S. It's funny because Matt Johnson and I had this conversation. His buddies text him all the time, and he texts back. That's how he communicates. U.S. cell phone customers sent an average of 675 messages per month in the third quarter, down from close to 700 in the prior quarter. So with the internet hanging around while you're walking around with it in your pocket, the one thing that's happened is text messaging is actually on the decline. The average number of monthly texts sent by each user fell for the first time in U.S. history last quarter. How about that? People are tired of texting. They don't want to do, they want to carry on a phone conversation. Wonder why the numbers that she's getting. But texting might be insignificant to the customer's cell phone, but it's expensive to send data that way. Wow. Looking at how much, do you realize this, that the text messages max out at just 160 bytes? Of course they do, that's why it stops. That means the standard 20 cent per message plan costs wireless customers $1,250 per megabyte. Oh yeah, that's a little costly. I think I'll do it the old-fashioned way. Meet face-to-face or call them on the phone, for goodness sake.
How do you know them?
Fame, fortune, fat women.
Yeah. How about a beer?
Even better.
Think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.